London, second day Cholamoid, Moshe Pappenheim on Oisik B'mitzvah, Potzim and HaMitzvah. Is that right?
The mission says in Sukkah, Daf Chalfiyah Medalef, Shlichi Mitzvah, a patur min HaSukkah. Because Oisik B'mitzvah is patur from doing another mitzvah. And Chilin Um Shem Shein, Chilin something's done well, and Chilin's help us, a patur min HaSukkah. So Rashi says, Shlichi Mitzvah. For example, somebody is going to Lanteria, he's going to do Pidyon Shvuim. So Rashi says, they spotted from Sukkah, even B'shas Chanasan, even while he's resting, he's spotted from Sukkah since he's considered a Isik B'mitzvah. And Tezvis brings Rashi, and Tezvis says that there's a right to Rashi from the Gemara, because the Gemara says that Holchi Drachim, travelers, are spotted from Sukkah, because they're Mitzvah. So, and Holchi Drachim are only spotted while they're traveling. So let's say if he's traveling by day, then he's spotted by day, but by night, then he's not spotted by night. So it has to be that Shlichi Mitzvah, somebody who's on his way to do a mitzvah, is spotted even while he's resting. That's the right to Rashi. So Tezvis asks, how can it be then Isik B'mitzvah, is spotted from doing another mitzvah? Otto, do you think that somebody who's wearing tzitzis is going to be spotted from doing another mitzvah? Can't be. Just because he's been kind of tefillin or mezuzah, how can he be spotted from doing another mitzvah? And Tezvis asks an Rashi from the Gemara in the Darim. The Gemara in the Darim, the Aflamad Gimel, says that somebody who made the neder, let's say Reuven made the neder, that Shimon can't have an anah from Reuven. So Shimon is allowed to return back Reuven's lost item to him, and it's not cool, and Shimon is not considered gaining out of the Aveda. So the Gemara asks that L'chira, Shimon is gaining an anah of a protege of Yosef, because Shimon is doing a mitzvah. He's being machzer in Aveda. So Isik B'mitzvah is part of him giving from another mitzvah of doing tzedakah. So Shimon's gaining from his mitzvah of returning the Aveda. So Hazimata, so the Gemara says, since it's not common for an Oni to come to Shimon and ask him for tzedakah punct that time that he's being machzer Aveda, therefore it's mutter, because it's leishchech. So Tezus asks that if you're right that any Isik B'mitzvah is part of him doing another mitzvah, then it's very shchech, because he could have the Aveda in his house for a few days. I would say how can the Gemara say that's not shchech? So Tezus says that an Isik B'mitzvah is any part of him from doing another mitzvah if it's ein yochel l'kayim shneim, meaning if he can't keep both mitzvahs, then he's part of him doing the second mitzvah. But another, if he can't do both, let's say he can wear tzitzis and he can also line krishma, then another is going to be mechuyev to do both mitzvahs. So the Ran on the river there brings Tezvis, and he asks a few kashas on Tezvis. His first kasha is that the Gemara says in Sukkah Yudam and Beis, that if somebody has a sheet hanging down from a Sukkah, more than four tvachim below the schach. So there's an achleik samirayim if it's kasha. Reb Nachman holds that's kasha, and Rav Chista and Rav Avuna both hold that's possible, because the four tvachim of the sheet that's lower than four tvachim than the schach is mevatel l'sukkah, and it's considered as if he's sitting under the sheet, and it's not as if he's sitting under the schach. So the Gemara brings the story that Rav Chista and Rav Avuna, they went to visit the Rish Kolosa on Sukkos, and Rav Nachman, who was the head of the household of the Rish Kolosa, he was the one who sorted everything. He put them in a sukkah that had the sheet that was lower than four tefachim than the schach. And Rav Chista and Rav Avuna sat there. So Rav Nachman said that sounds like you're chizif emeshita, and it sounds like you're masking to me that a sheet lower than four tefachim than the schach is kasha. So they said that no, we're anon shlichi mitzvah anon. Obtun man sukkah, we're shlichi mitzvah. We're going to do mitzvah of Kabbalah's Pnei Rabbi on Yom Tov. And therefore we're potter from mitzvah of sukkahs, even though sitting in a sukkah that's possible, the shittasam, it's not a problem. So the Ran says that's mevorah from the Gemara, that even though you're able to keep both, you're still potter. Because if you're right that there are no other sukkahs around, then what was Rav Nachman saying that it sounds like you're chizif yimashita and you're maskim, that if it's lower than four tefachim than the schach, then it's kasha. The reason that they were sitting here is because there was no other sukkahs in Adonai, even though there were other sukkahs, they still said that we're shlichi mitzvah and we're potter from doing mitzvah. That's one's first kasha. Then brings another kasha from the Gemara Brachos, that if somebody is digging a cave for a mace, He's potter from all mitzvahs. Krishma, Krishma, Tefillin, he's potter from. So the Ram says that for sure, somebody who's digging a cave, he can't go non-stop. He'll get tired after a few minutes. So for sure he'll be digging and he'll relax for a few minutes. And in those few minutes that he's relaxing, then he's not being so it's part of his mitzvah. But he's resting and he can still be mekayim Krishma. Second, the Gemara say that he's potter from Krishma. L'chir it's yachal l'kayim shneim. He can keep Krishma and he can still carry on digging after he's resting. So if he takes this, why is he potter? So this kasha could be that the Tezus will answer like the Karban Asanah. The Karban Asanah says Svara, which the Mishabur brings down la'alacha, that if somebody's resting, k'dei tav kech, to be mekayim the mitzvah better, then that resting is called part of the mitzvah. So even during that resting, he's still part of from doing mitzvah of sukkah, let's say. So could be Tezus will answer back to the Ram's kasha that this person who's digging the kiva for the mace, while he's resting, he's not resting time, he's resting to have kech, to be able to carry on digging. So I would say it's all part of his mitzvah of being chayv at the kiva for the mace. So it's talking called Isik mitzvah. The Ram asks another kasha from the also Gemara Brachas, Afiyot Chas HaMadalaf. The Gemara says that somebody who's being a shomer for a mace, as potter from all mitzvahs, because he's Isaac in mitzvah, he's potter from a mitzvah, and somebody's being shemah for mace, he's not doing anything, he's just sitting next to the mitzvah of the mace. He's not there's no mace of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is just to be there. So and sure he's able to learn Krishma, and the Gemara still says he's potter, which is the raya that even though you can't keep both, you're potter from Krishma. So to this kasha also could be tesis will answer that many halachos say of things that a person can't do next to a mace. Let's say somebody can't wear tzitzis in a basic forest out because of leg lush. It's a kilosh tech to the mace. So could be also, if he's going to have to learn Krishma, then he's going to have to go away from the mace. If he's going to have to go away, then he's not using the mitzvah. So it's considered in nocha l'kayim shtem. So Al-Kfan Medran asks these kashas on tzitzis, and then argues, he says like Rashi, he says that an Isik b'mitzvah is potter from doing another mitzvah, even though he's able to kibbutz. Even though he's able to kibbutz. So Mish Shtemach in Merdim Ezmanim, Simon Tzadik Gimel, he asks that Lefi Duran, that somebody who's doing a mitzvah is potter from doing a different mitzvah, even though he's able to kibbutz. Every person who's collecting money for, let's say, for Achnasas Kalo, Pidin Shvon, he should be potter from doing a mitzvah. How can he daven mincha? How can he say brachos? He's potter. He's aisik b'mitzvah, and he's potter from another mitzvah. So it should come out that his bracha is bracha levatala. So he answers over there that no. He says a new gather in aisik b'mitzvah. He says that an aisik b'mitzvah is only potter from doing another mitzvah if he wouldn't stop for himself. Meaning that he's doing the mitzvah constantly. If he's doing the mitzvah constantly and he wouldn't even stop for his own things, then he's potter from doing another mitzvah. But if he would stop for himself, let's say somebody's collecting money, Mishalach, let's say he would stop for himself. He stops to eat, to rest for a bit. So since he would stop for himself, therefore he stops also for mitzvahs. And in the Mishnah's case of the chila, the Mishnah says the chila m'sham she'en a potter from sukkah. So the shamash of the chila, what would be the din if he wants to stop? So the Mishnah says that he's potter from sukkah. But what would be the din if he wants to stop and he wants to go and be mekayim sukkah? Is he allowed to go and imtim tzalema, and is he allowed to go? What does bracha be bracha levatala? So the Gemara Kedushin Nachlam based on that says brings machlekes. If somebody has a mitzvah in front of him, mitzvah of kibbadav, and there's another mitzvah of let's say pidyon shvuim. So which one does he do first? Or which one does he do and which one does he leave? So there's a machlokes. Elazar ben Masya over there says that he does pidyon shvuim because his father and him are both mechuyev to do pidyon shvuim in the mitzvah. Therefore, he leaves kibbutz and he's mekayim the mitzvah. Whereas Aisi ben Yehuda over there, he argues and he holds that he does kibbutz first. Kibbutz comes before all the mitzvahs. And the Ran over there says that kibbutz only comes before other mitzvahs if he has them both in front of him, that he has in front of him kibbadav and the other mitzvah, then he does kibbadav and not the other mitzvah. But if he's already started doing pidyon shvuim, let's say, then he doesn't stop to go and do kibbadav. Because if he started, then he doesn't stop. So l'chayv here by sukkah also, he's an isek b'mitzvah. So he's already being meshamish t'chila. Since he's already starting helping t'chila, he wouldn't be allowed to stop and go and mekayim sukkah because he's already being isik b'mitzvah. So in his chol b'mitzvah, we tell him to finish the mitzvah. And then to be mazmir the machlikas between the Ran and Tezvus, that Tezvus holds that he's only potter when he's unable to keep both, but the Ran holds that he's potter even though he's able to do both. So Mishnah says Mahanach to explain the machlikas. He says that feed the Ran and Svara, it's very Shiva. Why should somebody who's being oisik b'mitzvah be potter from doing another mitzvah? Just because he's doing a mitzvah, if he's able to bishlema, if he can't do both, then it's very mishtabel why he can't, why he's not mechayev to stop and do the other. If he can't keep both, why should he stop and not do the other mitzvah? So Mishnah explains that the Ran learns that the halach of isik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah applies everywhere, even by applies by all mitzvahs that are kum ma'aseh, all mitzvahs that have a meisah mitzvah of let's say being machzan avida. So the time that he's returning the avida, when he's going to find the owner, or let's say the Gemara Mitzvah says that if somebody finds let's say animals, chickens, then he's mechuyev to feed them so that the owner of the chickens won't get a loss. So while he's feeding the animals, that's called an eisik b'mitzvah. So if he's eisik b'mitzvah, if he's doing a meisah mitzvah, a kum ma'aseh, then he's potter from doing another mitzvah. And even though he can do a different mitzvah, since he's doing a meisah mitzvah, he's potter from all mitzvahs. Whereas Tezvus holds, that the klal of eisik b'mitzvah is potter from a mitzvah only applies that applies even by sheva taseh. By all mitzvahs, if somebody's doing a mitzvah, he's potter from doing the second mitzvah. Now, nevertheless, it only applies when it's in achal kaim shneim. So let's say somebody's doing mitzvah of tzitzis. So he's only going to be potter from doing all the mitzvahs if he's unable to do a different mitzvah at the same time. Let's say tzitzis in a basic chorus. Can't wear tzitzis in a basic chorus. So he's going to be potter from doing, let's say, if there's an alveda in the basic chorus, then he's not going to be mechuyev to go and do it because he's being isik in a mitzvah and it's in yachal lekayim shneim. Whereas the Ran holds that isik mitzvah, this clown never applies at all by a mitzvah that's a shev al tasa. Therefore, the Ran will hold that if somebody, let's say, is wearing tzitzis and there's an alveda to return in the basic chorus, then he's going to be mechuyev to return avida after he's wearing tzitzis. Meaning after he's finished doing this mitzvah of the shev al taseh, then he's going to have to go and do the other mitzvah. And now the Gemara learns out that isik mitzvah is part of a mitzvah from sukkim. That the pasuk says that we say in Krishma b'shivtcha b'vesecha v'lechtcha v'aderech, that somebody is mechuyev in mitzvahs when he's sitting in his house and when he's walking, but when he's in the middle of doing a different mitzvah, then he's not mechuyev to do mitzvahs. Because if he's doing one mitzvah, then there's nothing that tells him stop doing this one and go do the other one. So the Torah asks that why do you need the pasuk? Chayyur is pashut. Why should somebody think that if you're doing a mitzvah, you should stop and do a different mitzvah? What tells you to do the second mitzvah over the first one? Even if it's let's say one's a derisa, one's a dabanon. L'maisa, you're doing mitzvah, you're doing the ratzon Hashem. So what should tell you bechlal to stop and go and do a different mitzvah? So the Torah answers that enachlami, there's no chiddush that should tell you that you're not mechuyev to do the al mitzvah. And it's pashut that if you're doing this mitzvah, there's no reason to stop and do the al mitzvah. The chiddush just is that if you're doing this mitzvah, it's taka asa to stop and go and do the al mitzvah. Because if somebody's eisik mitzvah, then it's not just that he's potter from doing the al mitzvah. It's that he's not allowed to do the al mitzvah. Because there's nothing that tells him that mitzvah is better than this mitzvah. Somebody asked me, Shaila, what would be the din if somebody is sleeping in a sukkah, he's being isik b'mitzvah. So is he potter from the mitzvah of, let's say, Krishma or Tzvilah B'tzevah? Because he's isik b'mitzvah. He should be potter from doing all the mitzvahs. So Lefita is this, that he's only potter when it's yachal, when he's unable to keep both, then Avada is going to be chayv, because he's able to learn Krishma and still be in the sukkah. There's no mitzvah dafka of sleeping over being there. So he can be in the sukkah and mekayem Krishma also. Because a different svara that the reason that a mitzvah is potter from sukkah, somebody who, let's say, it's too cold for him in sukkah is potter, because the pasuk says pasuk is teshuvah shivas yomim. That teshuvah is the Gemara Dashan is ka'an toduru, that you're supposed to live there the same way you live in your house. So the same way that you live in your house, you would stop and you'd wake up for Krishma. So lechir so too in sukkah. A person is mechuyev to wake up, to stop, and learn Krishma, because it's all part of teshuva. It's all part of teshuva. Can't do. When we look at the Rashi says over here that shluchim mitzvah apart from mitzvah. Rashi gives a mashal For example, if somebody is going to learn Torah, if he's on his way to learn Torah, he's parted from the mitzvah of sukkah. Now, it's very short, because the Yisamech already asks that, the Mishnah says in Avos that halimid al manas, halimid shalim manas lasis, nech le shali nivra, that all the learning bechlal is all al manas lasis, to be mekayim mitzvahs. So why just because he's on his way to Geulah Torah should he be potter from sukkah? The whole reason he's learning is kedei to be able to be mekayim mitzvahs afterwards. So why is he potter? So the Simech brings the Gemara and his machadish. He says the enachnami, somebody who's on his way to learn, is not potter from sukkah, because limit is the whole limit on menas lasis. And Rashi that says that an oisik b'mitzvah, that if somebody is going to learn Torah, he's potter from sukkah. I mean, he's not referring to limit Torah. He's referring to somebody is going to learn a new mahalach in Torah. Let's say, or somebody is going to be mishamish a talmud chacham. If he's going to serve a talmud chacham, because gadol shemusha yisim el moda, that shemush Torah is better than that I'm learning Torah. Therefore, he's potter from the mitzvah. But somebody is just going to learn, he's not going to be potter from the mitzvah of sukkah.
Yeah.